You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Be fun to talk with TC for a little while and relive those memories of David Wright. Obviously, he managed David a long time there for key moments, including getting to the World Series together in 2015. Until then, let's continue the conversation about the Almost All-Stars game last night, 888-808-1019. Alonzo Robb's swing off I thought was lame. What do you guys think? Ryan is in Iceland. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, Sal? How you doing, man?
Good, Ryan. What's up?
Nothing, man. You mentioned how the All-Star game used to be about pride, at least, but it used to be a lot more than that. I remember the majority of my life, the winner used to represent and get home field advantage. And to me, that meant all the world. I grew up a Yankee fan. My brother grew up a Mets fan. So instead of just worrying about Yankees versus Mets, you know, that one time a year, twice a year, we could get lucky. That All-Star game, we used to really look forward to it. You know, obviously the Home Run Derby and everything used to be better. Most of these All-Star games are kind of a wash now anyway and a money grab. But the All-Star game itself, compared to the other major sports, it used to actually have a consequence.
Well,
that would weigh a lot more.
So how old are you, Ryan? You're obviously younger. How old?
I'm 29.
Okay. So you're right. Now, what led to that was that there was a tie in an All-Star game, and Bud Selig looked befuddled, like, oh, what do we do? I don't know. We're out of pitchers. Like, imagine Major League Baseball in an All-Star game getting to the point where they're out of pitchers, and just like, oh, that's it. Let's call it a tie. Like you would see on a Little League field when the sun goes away. I mean, Jesus. So then from there, it needs to count for something, and we got to make the All-Star game count, and they put home field on the line. Now, you as a Yankee fan, it mattered to you. But honestly, as a Mets fan, it really didn't matter much because the Mets weren't participating in the World Series very often, you know?
That's understandable, yeah.
And now the other part of that, though, Ryan, is would you really want Yankees home field, from a Yankee fan perspective, which you are, would you really want Yankees home field determined based on an exhibition, something like you saw last night?
No, and you're right. That used to drive me nuts as a kid. But my point is that used to have that added weight is what made the All-Star game interesting, and it made people watch. It's like if you were a baseball fan, you had to watch because you wanted to see that end result.
Yeah,
and because it used to be played like an actual baseball game. There was no like swing off or none of this nonsense.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Ryan, and good call, and thank you for the call. Yes, I remember when baseball went to the – as a matter of fact, like I had to be reminded again that they got away from that. I can't keep up with all these rule changes. You know, when you're watching a sport, as some of us older people do, like for 40-plus years, the way that it was in 86 when I was a kid or 88 or 90 is different than it was as I started to become a young adult in 95 or 2000. And then, you know, in your 20s, it's different from what it is in the 30s, and now it's different in the 40s. Like, I can't keep up. How many teams are in? I used to know on the back of my hand, like, anything. I can name you how many teams, every team in each division, the managers on every freaking team. And as you get older, it's like, wait, how many teams are in it again? And between not just baseball, it's every sport changing. Basketball and football, all the rules, hockey. Oh, the two plays the three, and then there's what? It used to be 1 through 8, line them up, let's go. 1 plays 8, 2 plays 7, and so on. So it's hard to keep up. So much so that when you talk about an All-Star game, or in baseball's case, the Almost All-Star game, like, I don't even really care about it because it's an exhibition, so I didn't really give it much thought about what's on the line, what's not. But when reminded, oh, yeah, they took that away, I guess, a couple years ago, that it's not going to be home field or the determining factor in the home field in the World Series, which it shouldn't be. Kenny is on Staten Island. What's up, Kenny?
What's going on, Sal? Get that pool vacuum, Sal. You know, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, I know. You got a beautiful pool. I actually tweeted back.
Yes, I saw your picture, Kenny. You do as well. I saw your picture.
Yeah, listen, this All-Star game, it became a gimmick. It's a gimmick now. And before I get to Alonzo, basically what you have now is an NBA slam dunk contest. You know, the only thing they did right last night was that the teams wore their own uniforms. That was nice to see again. But with Alonzo, if Ohtani would have hit the three-run homer in the game, they don't take the MVP from Ohtani.
Excellent point.
Hands down.
Excellent point, Kenny.
Because they're in love with the Dodgers, and it's just ridiculous that what happened. And now, I don't know if you heard this, but I heard that the home run participants, if there is a tie, are determined before the game.
Yes. So John Heyman did an excellent job, and thank you for the call, Kenny. We appreciate the time, and good to hear from you. John Heyman did a great job of getting all the details on this stuff, because I was following along on social media with him this morning, and he had it that, I don't know if this came out last night or not, but I saw it this morning. So Heyman on Twitter, the swing-off participants were predetermined by the teams a day in advance. Travel plans impacted starters' availability to participate, which is obvious. Like, you knew that last night. If it's Aaron Judge is not going to be in the swing-off, well, why is that? Probably because Judge is long gone on his plane to wherever he's going on vacation for a little bit. Heyman also had the details of the rights-holding entities vote on the All-Star Game MVP. So Heyman wrote on social media, Schwarber won the MVP vote over Alonzo by a tally of 3-2, which is just really bull crap. And not that it's Alonzo versus Schwarber, it's just garbage. And then it comes down to 3-2. Like, come on, dude. How's the guy going to be the MVP because of a swing off? Good God. That's not part of the game. It shouldn't even be part of the events, period. It's a home run derby. That's what that should be. Anyway, Schwarber won the MVP vote over Alonzo 3-2, Heyman writes. Rights-holding entities vote, and one or two didn't get their vote in. So the people who are allowed to vote, and obviously there's only a few of them, the rights holders, one or two didn't get that. Makes all the difference in the world. Now, again, am I going to go nuts about the almost All-Stars game MVP? I'm not. But still, it's not right. Robbie's in Brooklyn. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good, Robbie. How are you?
I'm good. I was hoping to speak to Chris Lopresti, who's a real all-star sports commentator, or Keith McPherson, who's a real sports commentator. And I got stuck with you, but,
you didn't get stuck.
Okay.
Robbie, you didn't get stuck. And let me put you on hold for a second here, because you're just the background noise. I don't want that to fill as I talk here. I want you to hear this. You didn't get stuck with me. You chose to call. I'm not sure when CeeLo's on, hosting a show, but you certainly can call him at some point. You certainly can call Keith. He'll be on, I believe, later tonight if he's not on vacation. He will be on tonight. But you could call Keith. So then I'll ask you, Robbie, as I bring you back on, why are you calling me? You didn't get stuck. You chose to take the time out of your day to call me.
What I wanted to talk about was Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm. With me.
You listening?
I'm listening. I'm just curious why you said you got stuck.
May, Juan Soto batted .235.
Robbie.
He wasn't even in the top 100 players.
Robbie, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you one question, and then it's going to determine whether I keep you on or not. Do you think Juan Soto was an all-star player, yes or no?
No.
Then get lost. And go call Keith McPherson or Chris Lopresti. Don't want you on here. You believe this, TC? This guy's telling me Juan Soto's not an all-star. We got Terry Collins in the house right now. Hey, come on. This is the call that I got to take here. Hop, you getting TC set up with some headphones? Guys tell me Juan Soto's not an all-star. You can put his mic on, though. I mean, it's what I've been arguing about for 2 days here ahead of this All-Star game. You got this mic here, TC. Yeah, there you go. You're on right now. This guy's calling up and telling me Juan Soto's not an All-Star. He said he wants to call somebody else, but I aggravated him because I said, I'm not watching the game. No Soto, no Sal. I boycotted last night.
I didn't watch it either. That wasn't because there wasn't any Soto in the game. I watched the first part of it, but... the extra inning stuff. I mean,
Did you read or hear about the swing off that they now implement?
I saw the replay this morning. Yeah.
Your thoughts on this?
Sal, I want to play the game. I want to play the game the way it's supposed to be played. you know, years ago, you, at the All-Star games, you had to have like 11 or 12 innings worth of pitching. So the fans could, if there was a tie game, you'd at least be able to play 12 innings. And now, but, you know, it was exciting, and everybody got geeked up for it.
So. Yeah, but even with that, now you managed the All-Star game in 2016 after right. getting the World Series in 2015.
Right.
And Boone was talking about it last night, and I don't know if it's changed in the 10 years. But they had, first of all, it was predetermined who they were going to put in this swing off. I know you didn't have that in 2015 or 2016. But guys make plans, I guess, to bolt. So you like had it scripted to, hey, I'm going to get this guy two at bats or get this guy in so they could get out of here and go on there.
Well, you got to remember now, when I did the All-Star game in 2016, the game meant something.
Still home field?
Home field advantage. And so the fans voted, at that year, the fans voted seven Cubs on the team. So I played them, I got them, tried to get them two at bats, and then I got the other guys in who the players voted as.
Did you pick the reserves as the All-Star manager? You picked the reserves yourself? You don't have to put those on.
No. Some of them, yes. You call around because there are some guys, Sal, that, you know, it's an honor, but, you know, some of those guys want a day off.
Right.
And there are guys who go to the All-Star game and tell them, hey, look, I don't want to pitch or I don't want to play. I'm here, you know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW. Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I'm honored about being here, but I need to rest. So I just think it's a great game. It's a tremendous honor, but there are guys sometimes who... You know, hey, look, I'm tired this time.
Was it fun for you or more of a pain in the neck trying to get everybody in or make everybody happy?
Yeah, when I did it, it was really a pain. It was really, really hard. I spent 2 weeks calling every manager about, you know, guys that they thought should be on their, you know, on the team. And then you'd find out, hey, I called a couple managers and they say, look, I know my guy's there, but, you know, don't let him throw more than 25 pitches. And so you're trying to script the game itself, and it gets to be hard. I mean, it gets to be really, really hard because you want to – I took Bartolo Colon from my team, and I said, Bartolo, if this goes extra innings, you're in. Because he can, you know, I know he can go 9 innings. So,
how many could he give you today? You think, Skip? Yeah,
I know he's going to pitch for me on September 13th, and the game's only 3 innings. He can throw all 3 if he wanted to.
That's right. That's going to be out at Citi Field, September 13th, Mets alumni game. You're managing the Citi Field team.
Citi Field team. Yeah.
Versus who are you going against? Bobby V?
Bobby V and
Willie?
And Willie, and then it's going to be Jerry Manuel and I on the Citi Field team.
Ah, Jerry made the cut.
My guys can still play, half of my players.
I know. I was talking actually to some of the older guys, Piazza and yeah. Franco. They're worried about that, thinking, oh, man, we got to go against Daniel Murphy. It looks like he can get in a big league game right now and go nuts.
I know it. I mean, you got Tejada's probably still playing someplace, and, you know, you got a lot of other guys that, and I've got 3 or 4 pitchers that, you know, of course I just lost Syndergaard, but other than that, I got some guys who could probably still pitch.
He might be back before you know it.
He might be.
He's starting up with the White Sox, right? Is it minor league deal or is it in the major?
A minor league deal, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. All right. So we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and reset. You're in obviously town because of David Wright. I know it's going to be a big deal all week. You're the first guest that we have in here. We have some special guests lined up the rest of this week as well as David. You and I are going to be doing the show together with David and Jose
right.
on Friday, Baseball Night in New York. So it's a big week. I'm curious to get your plans. Like in town, you just got in last night. I know you're taking some time out of your schedule here. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's all right.
But it's for the captain. It's not necessarily.
That's correct. That's
it's
correct.
For the captain.
And so, you.
Yeah.
And you. You know, that's it.
And by the way, we did talk about this. I saw you out at Citi Field for the Met Yankee game, Subway Series. You mentioned you're managing that alumni game. If you need a bat boy, I'm your guy. I'll get a uniform. Hey, I'll go shag flies. I'll get a bat. Whatever you need, TC. I'm okay. Your guy.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.